Hey, real quick, I just wanted to let you know that Gabba Gabba Huh is now a record store. Well, not really a store, but a booth at an antique store located in Eastridge Mall in Gastonia, North Carolina. Vintage Village is three stores down from Dillard's on the left. And my booth is on the left side of Vintage Village. It's the one with all the records. You can't miss it. I've got over 1,000 records, toys, t-shirts, DVDs, VHS, all kinds of stuff there. So come check it out. Gabba Gabba Huh Records and Vintage Goods, located in Vintage Village at Eastridge Mall, Gastonia, North Carolina. You are now listening to the Gabba Gabba Huh Radio Podcast, featuring the best Carolina punk, alternative, hard rock, and heavy metal for the past 40 years, with your host, Mike Phillips of Van Huskins. Hey there, and welcome to episode 31 of Gabba Gabba Huh Radio. Now, I had intended to bring you this radio episode last week, but Monday night, all of a sudden I remembered I had a ticket to go see Bad Religion on Tuesday, and I didn't have time to get it together, so you're getting this a little bit late. So what I was going to do for you last week, I'm going to kind of do in the second half of this episode. But up first, I'm going to promote some new stuff and play an older song for you, and then we'll get around to the spooky stuff in the second half. But before I get to the music, let me kind of update you on what's going on. Talks episodes have been a little bit sporadic lately, and that's probably going to continue through the rest of the year. Next year, I'm going to try to get back on track with putting them out on a little bit more of a regular basis, even if it's every other week. I told you earlier this year, this was a year of me time that I needed after last year, and I've taken advantage of that. I've also had a lot of interviews fall through lately, or not necessarily fall through, but I've been trying to schedule some things that just haven't materialized yet, and so therefore, some weeks I've just ended up without anything to put out. And again, that could happen in the future. But I am working on some pretty cool stuff for you right now. One of those interviews I've been working on, I think I've got coming up this weekend. I've got something else that is not music related and not North Carolina related that should be coming up soon as well. Going to try something a little bit different within the Gabba Gabba Huh Talks format. And it may not be the last time that we go there. And I'm also working on one that I've really been wanting to get for a while. I've put it off for a couple of different reasons, but it's time. And that's not to mention like the half dozen other episodes that are always just kind of percolating in the back of my mind. It's just a matter of getting some of these things out of the way first so I can get back to those things that are kind of going on in my head. Anyway, enough about all that. Let's get to the music. Up first, I've got a song by The Menders. Now, The Menders just released a new album called The Devil's Reel on Pacific Records just here recently. And while the vinyl's not here yet, you can pre-order that vinyl at themenders.bandcamp.com. You can also go ahead and listen to the music. But of course, once you hear it, you know you're going to want to hear it on vinyl as well. So head on over there and hit up that pre-order. And if you're in the area this Saturday, November 6th, at Old Dallas Brewery in Dallas, North Carolina, you can see The Menders with Ogres and Disco Black. The Menders are one of my favorite bands from Gastonia, North Carolina. And if you haven't heard them, you should definitely check them out live. But for now, let's just listen to one of their songs. The song is called Shapes in the Night, which I guess I could have saved for the second half, but let's go ahead and put it up front. And it comes from The Menders' new album, The Devil's Reel, on Pacific Records.
Broken down, shaken up, I'm staring at the sky above. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, light the night, save our souls.
The earth, whoa,
I started that set off with the Menders and the song Shapes in the Night. After that, you heard a band from Carrboro, North Carolina called North Elementary. The song was called Return to Couches and was from their 2014 EP, Honcho Poncho. Now, that's the only old song I'm playing in this first half, but I just realized I haven't played that band yet. And while they're not my North Elementary, I did go to North Elementary as a kid, so represent. You can find them at northelementary1.bandcamp.com. I followed that up with Tongues of Fire out of Asheville, North Carolina. The song was called Clean and was from the Burn My Body Clean EP released in August of this year. You can find them at tonguesoffire.bandcamp.com. After that, I played Occult Fracture and the song Chrysalis from the Fatal Unkind EP released in October of this year. Occult Fracture is another project of Mike and Angela from Trash Room and features Crystal Crosby on vocals and Steve Sadler, formerly of Anti-Scene, on drums. I just saw them live this past weekend. They're really good. And also on that same bill with Long Shot Odds, who I've played on here before and had Patrick on a Talks episode, they also play with a band called Billy Bats and the Made Men, and that's what you just heard. Now, they're actually not a Carolinas band. They are from Atlanta, Georgia. So here I am kind of stepping outside the box a little bit. And again, I can promise you, it's not going to be the last time. I've got some ideas of some things I want to do with some bands and kind of branch out a little bit. This is still going to be mostly North Carolina focused, but you might get a Georgia band or someone from somewhere else down the road on the radio and the Talks formats. Anyway, that was Billy Bats and the Made Men. This band is really young and man, they blew my mind. They're really good. It's cool to see kids playing punk rock. I know they're not the only ones doing it. We got Orphan Riot in North Carolina as well. There are a lot of other younger kids playing punk rock out there. You just don't see it that often. And to see kids this young, I mean, the drummer was 15, was just pretty amazing. At any rate, the name of the song was Any Other Way, and that's from the upcoming EP called Life is Short, which is coming out on River Monster Records. So there you go. We got a Carolina connection anyway. If you want to hear more from Billy Bats and the Made Men, go to billybatsandthemademen.bandcamp.com, where you can also pre-order that 7-inch, or you can go to rivermonsterrecords.bandcamp.com and do the same. And maybe someday in the future, you'll get to hear them on an episode of Talks. But now let's get to the second half of the episode. And like I said, we're going to get a little bit spooky here. Last week was Halloween, and I know I missed it. Again, I had my excuses. But a lot of people just kind of consider this the spooky season, right? And a lot of people are still kind of celebrating. This is still kind of Halloween week for some people. So let's go with it. I honestly had a tough time coming up with half an episode for this, so I may not have had a full episode of spooky songs last week, even if I would have done it last week. I'll start taking notes now for next year. And while all these songs may not necessarily be spooky in the lyrical content, at the very least, the song titles fit the theme. So without further ado, let's get to it. Up first, I've got a band that I've played on here multiple times, so you should be familiar with Subculture from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Classic hardcore band active in the early to mid-80s. The song that I'm going to play for you comes from the I Heard a Scream LP, which was released in 1985 on Fart Blossom / No Core Records, but also reissued in 2018 by Puke and Vomit Records. That's the copy I've got. I want an OG, they're just too expensive. But let's get the spooky stuff started with Subculture and Creatures.
Come on. In the rolling country near North Carolina's Yuhuary Mountains is a small circle where neither weed nor thistle will grow. Some say the earth is barren because Satan takes nocturnal strolls here. Chatham County folk around Siler City call the strange spot the Devil's Tramping Ground. Those who have visited the spot say you can lay a stick or stone in the circle at evening time, and by morning it will have vanished. Occasionally, groups of brave youngsters will camp near the ghostly spot in the hopes of seeing the devil. Few remain during the entire night. According to one story, a group of college students who staked their tent directly in the circle and went to sleep have never recovered from the horror they experienced. Does the devil really walk here at night? Lord only knows.
Keep it.
old Joe Baldwin ever finds his head, perhaps that ghostly light will flicker no more along the railroad tracks at Maco in southeastern North Carolina. They say old Joe has been prowling the area since 1868, ever since that night he fell from a train and got his head cut off. They say the ghost of old Joe came back to try to get his body and head together, and that's why you can see his lantern glowing along the tracks. President Grover Cleveland saw it, and so did an investigator from Washington, and so have numerous railroadmen who make the run past Maco. As a matter of fact, the trainmen here once carried two lanterns so they wouldn't be mistaken for old Joe. For a while, some people claimed the ghostly light was swamp gas and reflections and what have you. But today, most people hereabouts agree it's the ghost of old Joe Baldwin looking for his head. Maybe you'll find it someday. Maybe you won't.
I just moved in my new house today. It was hard, but I got put away. Bells started ringing and changed the loud. I knew I moved in a haunted house. Never made up my mind to stay. Nothing was going to drive me away. Till I seen something again in the free. One big eye and two big feet. I stood out still and I disagreed. He just drove right up to me. Made a noise with his feet and sound like a drum.
Will you be here when the morning comes?
Yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I'm off this house, please know I'm bald. Run me off. In my kitchen my stove was a blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. The greasy mountain in my pan. Had a hunk of meat in my hand. Room out of space this side of man. On the hot stove with the pots and pans. I stood up hot, I began to shout. He drank hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. He looked at me and said, you better run.
Don't be here when the morning comes.
Yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I fought this out so you know I'm bald. Me on. See if be here when the morning comes. Be right here and go on the road. I bought the house, you know I'm bald.
I started that set off with Subculture and the song Creatures. After that, you heard 134. The song was called Buried Alive and was from the Introduction to 134 7-inch put out by Angel Boy Records in 1994. You can find 134 at 134.bandcamp.com. After that, I played a story about the Devil's Tramping Ground that comes from a record I found at a thrift store a couple of weeks ago. Stories from North Carolina. Actually, it says strange, mysterious, humorous, startling, ironic, frightening, incredible, ghostly, fascinating, delightful, bizarre, provocative stories from North Carolina. Pretty cool record I found and figured this was a good spot to share some of it with you. I followed that with Boo Hag and the song Ghost from the Crawfish 7-inch released in 2018. Boo Hag is from Columbia, South Carolina, and you can find them at boohag.bandcamp.com. I followed that up with Picasso Trigger and the song Colossal Man from the Jettison Records 7-inch Plutonium released in 1992. Picasso Trigger was from Raleigh, North Carolina. After that, you heard another story from that record. This was the one about the Maco Lights. If you're from North Carolina, these stories should be very familiar with you, even if it's been since elementary school since you've heard them. These are like those legendary things that we all know about. Again, I got a whole record of that stuff. They're not all spooky, but a few of them are. Then I played the Almighty Anti-Scene and the song Haunted House, which is a cover of a song by Jumpin' Gene Simmons. Not Gene Simmons from Kiss. This is a different guy. This was released on Ajax Records in 1990. The other side has The Walking Dead, which is a phenomenal song. One of my favorites by Anti-Sing. And that's going to about wrap it up for this semi-spooky episode of Gabba Gabba Huh Radio. But I do have one more song for you, of course. But before that, hopefully I'll be back next week with the Talks episode. I can't promise it'll be next week. The interview I've been trying to line up looks like it's going to happen this weekend. And even if it doesn't, I might have another one scheduled this weekend as well. So, good chance I'll have one next week, even if it ends up coming out just a little bit late. There's a lot of other little things I'm working on at the moment, some cool things I've got coming up. So I'm really trying to stick to my schedules, but also fit all this other stuff in. But as any of my podcast guests will tell you, I always stay flexible. And I appreciate you as a listener staying flexible as well. But before I go, like I said, one more song. This is another one that could fit into my spooky songs. It's a song about a rat, a really big rat, a nutria rat. And this song was just released recently as well. This is a song by my most frequent guest, Prehistoric John. He's been on several episodes already, if you haven't noticed. Go check out all his music at prehistoricjohn.bandcamp.com, including this new song, Nutria Rat. See y'all later.
Suffering cats! That rat has cooked his goose!
I saw a nutria rat, big angry. Eat up that cat in the alleyway. That cat was just the snack for a giant rat. Don't be alive, that's bothering me. Know what I saw and I still can't believe. That cat was just the snack for a giant rat. Nutria rat, nutria rat. Nutria rat, nutria rat.
Gabba Gabba Hunt Media Production.